morning. You're listening to Scariff Bay Community Radio, coming to you live from the heart of East Clare. My name is Tom Handy, and with my co-host, Patricia Ann Moore. Patricia, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Tom. I'm great, thank you.
Good, good, yeah. It's a hardy morning out there, but it's dry.
But the lake's really angry looking this morning. I don't know what's going on.
Yes, the angry wind is coming in. I think too much. It's blowing down the length of the lake, you know, and it turns it up a little bit.
Wouldn't be a day I'd want to be out in the water.
Some of us are a little bit tired this morning. We had our quiz last night, you know, in McNamara's for the.
I suppose the brain's still recovering there, Tom.
There was no drink involved.
I was thinking a mental process.
Oh, the mental. You know, well, it's most enjoyable. It can be so frustrating at times, you know.
Well, I know. I'm really sorry I missed it. I was dying.
Yeah, we had 24 tables at it, and everyone, the buzz was great, and it was great to meet a lot of our loyal listeners and to have a bit of banter with them and all that, you know. And
it's fantastic, yeah.
Indeed. So just thanks to all the people that turned up, you know, just made it a great, great night indeed, you know.
So how did you do, your team?
We avoided relegation.
Well, that's always good.
we were very good at, you know, those famous faces of being international as women. They had 10 pictures of women, and we got all 10 right, you know.
Glad to hear that.
Some of us joked that, you know, we were a good judge of women. But anyway,
don't be going down that road.
Too early in the morning for that is right. But then there's a dingbat round, you know, which some people love, but I was never into it, you know. We did poorly on that, you know. We weren't with it. But anyway, just the crack, you know. So we'll go through our running order for this morning. We'll have news headlines shortly, and then we should be joined by Garda Dave Moran on the phone, and after that for a Garda report. And about 10:30, Karen Fennessy is coming into us. Aging in place.
Yeah, that's a very interesting initiative. That
appropriate for some of us, anyway, isn't it?
Well, no, Tom.
But
it is seriously. If for people listening, that will be well worth hearing. That's right.
Do you remember that little kind of cartoon I sent you last week? I think I sent you down a copy of it on Monday. You know, you're the oldest you've ever been, right now. But you're also the youngest you're ever going to be. Yep. So make the most of it.
I was time travelling in that one of us, yeah.
So Karen Fennessy will be in to talk about that. And then we'll talk about that. You had a meeting last Monday in Killaloe.
We had indeed. We had a fantastic turnout, actually, to hear about Active Retirement Ireland, which is a group that we're hoping to set up in Killaloe.
Yeah.
So I think we had tremendous support from the Family Resource Centre and from SBCR. So we've a few interviews, I think, we're going to play from that
play
this
one
morning.
At least anyway, just to get us into the mood for that,
That'd be great.
Then at 11 o'clock?
We have Vlad Mishkevich talking about the Limerick Early Music Festival, and which is coming up very soon. I think it's March the 23rd to 25th, but he'll keep us right about that.
And of course, Vlad is, we would describe him as a colleague. He presents a programme on Lyric FM, doesn't he?
It's a most beautiful programme on Sunday mornings. The odd time I'm up early enough to hear it.
Of course, when you should be listening to Scariff Bay, isn't that right?
Well, indeed.
Yeah. And then this is Seachtain na Gaeilge, of course, and it's been going on, I think it's nearly Seachtain na Caoicigh. It's gone on for more than the week. But we're going to the Gaeltacht.
Excellent.
Yeah, there's a pop-up Gaeltacht in Agunla this morning, and Bernard Watson and Jim O'Brien will be there, and we hope to talk live to them about 11:15 or so. Then our colleague here on the radio, Luke Fleming, will be coming in, and Luke and myself will talk about electric vehicles and all that. We're both, passionate about that. And it's a subject, I was going to describe you as a half-bred or a crossbred or something, but you have a hybrid car, haven't you? You're halfway there to being electric.
I have indeed. Yes, and I must say, I've been really enjoying it.
Good.
So we'll be buying a good bit less petrol too. Which is
So we'll talk a bit about that maybe, and some of the myths around EVs and explain some of the terminology and all that. And then we should have Brendan Walsh and Kate O'Sullivan in to talk about the St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's almost that time of the year again, you know.
Amazing to think.
I think they're having, is it 36th or 7th festival parade here in Scariff, which is great.
That's a marvellous
and
turnout.
We'll have a few bits of music, I suppose, in between.
Right? Oh, no, we will.
Indeed. So hopefully, and we won't feel the 2 hours going by. That's always the case, I suppose, you know.
Well, I hope our listeners will find that as well. And indeed,
exactly.
Always a very enjoyable couple of hours in the week, I find, anyway.
Yeah. We'll start with the news headlines then. I'll start and you can chip in then after that.
Okay, fine.
As we feel. So welcome to Scariff Bay Community Radio. News headlines on the weekend of the 9th and 10th of March 2024. And as I said earlier, we in Scariff Bay Community Radio would like to sincerely thank everyone who supported our annual fundraising quiz night last night in McNamara's Bar in Scariff. And your support means an awful lot to us, and all the funds raised go to funding the running costs of the radio, which is totally run by a committed group of volunteers. And we broadcast a variety of programs each Saturday and Sunday with something to suit everyone. There'll be a gathering at Karima's with Green Mountain, a local trad trio, and singer Katie Green with Helen Hayes, and of course they're of a good pedigree, will take place on Saturday, that's today, at 7:30 p.m. And there'll be an open mic and food share. And for anyone that's interested in going to that, there's an air code here, so get your pen ready. And it's V94FKT3.
Is that fecal?
It is, yeah. Helen Hayes now would be a niece of Martin Hayes.
Oh, sure, of course.
Or maybe his sister, I think, and Katie could be the daughter. I'm not too sure, there's a good pedigree there, anyway, singing music pedigree. And the East Clare Singers Club will have their monthly gathering at Short's Bar in Fecal tonight. And a great night is guaranteed for singers and audience alike, and all are welcome. Scariff Library will host a wonderful night of music and poetry next Tuesday at the 12th at 7 p.m. when musicians and poets Emer O'Flaherty and Joanne Callanan will present Chock House. It's a bilingual poetry reading with live accompaniment. And as they say, don't forget the life of a language is in its speaking, which is quite true. The annual Matt Talbot Novena will continue Wednesday the 13th of March at 7 p.m. in Tullett Church with Mass and Benediction led by Father Tom Ryan from Ennis Cathedral. And priests will be available for the celebration of the Sacrament of Confession and getting ready for Easter. Now, the National Breast Cancer Research Institute is asking everyone to walk in pink for the charity and help make a difference for the many Irish women suffering from breast cancer by taking part. The walk will take place this Sunday. Registration is just €25 and the website is walkinpink.ie. And that's there's no G in it, walkinpink, all the one word, .ie. Dance Masters School of Dance are having fun Zumba classes for adults on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Whitegate GAA Club for just €7. Not much more than the price of a coffee, is it? And for more information on all their classes in County Clare, you can check their Facebook page or just show up on the evening. Cunis Wellness Centre in Fecal has a wide range of therapies to support your health and well-being. There's Mindful Moments for People Parenting Alone with Julianne, and how reflexology, aromatherapy, etc. can help to nurture and support you as you support your family.
Now for a few of the St. Patrick's Day parades on Sunday the 17th. So listen up, here we go. Kilkishan Development are hosting their St. Patrick's Day parade on Saturday the 16th at 1 p.m. All participants are asked to assemble at the Kilkishan GAA Club at 12:15 p.m. All are welcome. Fecal will hold the St. Patrick's Day parade on Sunday the 17th at 12 noon. Floats, music, fancy dress, and anyone interested in taking part are invited to gather at the school. Complimentary refreshments will be provided in the hall from 10:45 a.m. There will be lots of fun and laughter for the whole family on this special day of celebration. The Killaloe Ballina St. Patrick's Day Parade will leave from Ballina GAA Complex at 2:15 on Sunday the 17th and will finish on the green in Killaloe. You are invited to enter a float or just come along and enjoy the day. The organisers are looking for volunteers to act as stewards along the parade route. Scariff's 35th St. Patrick's Day will start with face painters in the trading post, Tuam Graney, on Sunday the 17th at 1 p.m. so you can get into the festive spirit on the big day. The parade will start at that end of the town at 3 p.m. and everyone is encouraged to organise a float and window displays for the parade. It's always a colourful and fun community event. Tulla's St. Patrick's Day Parade will take place on Sunday the 17th of March, starting at 4:30 p.m. This year's theme is Movies and Magic. Assemble at St. Mahalla's National School from 4 p.m. Entry is free and the Tulla Pipe Band will lead the parade as usual.
I'll give you a break there for a minute now. I'll give you a break there for a second, Patricia, and then I'll be contacting Dave Morton while you finish up, I suppose. Daffodil Day is a day when Ireland comes together to support cancer patients. And it'll be Friday the 22nd of March this year, which is a day that the Drama Festival starts here in the Community College Hall, but more about that later. And the Irish Cancer Society need people around across the country to organise volunteers in their local community. And you can visit their Facebook page or website for events in your area. And that's cancer.ie/Daffodil Day. The Convent Primary School in Killaloe will hold a clothes collection on Friday the 22nd, and bags can be dropped at the school from March the 12th. Items that can't be donated include wearable clothing items, paired shoes, handbags, belts, towels, etc. Duvets and pillows will not be accepted. The Mountain Studio Yoga with Colette Doris in Mount Shannon has been open for the last 2 years, and Colette teaches her yoga in her beautiful studio or online. She uses breath work, meditation and physical yoga as part of her work practice. She offers yoga classes to individuals, couples and groups. You can visit her website or Facebook page or social media at themountainstudio.ie for all information. And you know, Patricia, Colette has a very well-known nephew, Caelan Doris, Irish rugby player.
Oh, okay.
Rugby isn't one of your forces,
yes,
is
no,
it?
No, but the name does ring a bell.
Caelan Doris, yeah, he's one of our stalwarts anyway. And hopefully they'll have a good game today against one of our old adversaries, England in Twickenham. And I'll just do this one now. The 75th Clare Dam Festival takes place from the 22nd to the 29th of March in Scariff Community College. And this year there'll be groups from all over the country. I think there's about six counties there. There's Waterford, Wexford, there's two from Kerry, and of course there's Slievochty from Clare, and there's somebody coming from Clare Morris, and Slievochty are producing Same Old Moon by Geraldine Aron, and I saw it in Mount Shannon a couple of weeks ago, and it's not one to miss. It's a lovely performance, and well done to Shane Kelly and all of the cast and crew for that one. And they're okay.
There are 36 full-length drama festivals on around the country, with 44 drama groups competing to get to the 2024 All-Ireland Drama Festival. The 9 winners of the open section will head to Athlone, and the 9 winners of the confined section will go to Mount Mellick, where they will battle it out for the winning places. For all information, check the website adci.ie, the Amateur Drama Council of Ireland. And actually, as you travel around the country at the moment, Tom, you often see ads up for local groups locally. Yeah. Cruach na Gaoithe in Tulla will be having a fundraising concert in aid of the RNLI, supporting Clare's lifeboats and Coast Guard services, on Friday the 15th of March at 8 p.m. There is a fantastic lineup of musicians, singers, dancers, and a novelty act featuring many well-known and talented artists. There is no cover charge, but there will be a raffle on the night. Your support is valued and appreciated. And I saw during the week that I think it was the centenary of the RNLI, and Eleanor Hooker from
Drumanier was
actually over at the ceremony in Westminster Abbey.
Really?
And was interviewed, I think, the interviews reposted on Clare FM, I think.
We've talked to them before, and you know, that's next time we're on. We must do something. Because they do a very valuable
it's
service.
A fantastic service.
Yes, that and the Coast Guard, you know.
And all volunteers as well. It's brilliant. The local branch of Conran na Gaeilge will hold a churchgate collection in the Scariff, Inishkaltra and Tuamgraney parishes at the St Patrick's Day Masses. The money will be used for the organisation and promotion of Irish language activities in the area. All are welcome. The Heritage Council is now accepting applications from community groups and not-for-profit non-governmental organisations in Clare for its Community Heritage Grant Scheme 2024. A broad range of project types are eligible for funding under the scheme. The closing date for applications is Monday the 25th of March at 5 p.m. Visit the website heritagecouncil.ie/funding-grant-system. Clare County Council has announced details of a free training programme supporting women in local elections. This initiative has been organised to support greater involvement by women in local government. The workshops are free of charge, but those interested in participating must register at surveymonkey.com/supportingwomenlocalelections. That's a bit of a mouthful, but
isn't it just,
in the wake of International Women's Day in particular, it's great to see that initiative coming up.
It is.
We really could do with more women to represent us.
Yeah.
Wishing all mothers, expectant mothers, grandmothers, mothers-in-law, and everyone taking on a mother's role, a very happy Mother's Day on Sunday.
And of course, as you said, that's tomorrow, Sunday. Yesterday was International Women's Day, so it's Women's weekend, isn't it?
It's quite a big weekend for us. It certainly is. Mm-hmm. That's the news headlines. Tune into the main news when we will have an update on these stories and some music. News headlines are compiled by Ursula Hogan and read by Tom Hanley and myself, Patricia Ann Moore. Thanks for listening. Take care and don't forget to smile.
Yeah, you know, I think it shows on the radio if you do smile. And thanks for that, Patricia.
It certainly does.
We should be joined on the phone by Garda Dave Morn. Dave, can you hear us?
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Not too bad at
all.
Great,
Dave. Yeah. Thank you.
So tell us what's happening in East Clare from a Garda point of view.
Guys, I suppose I was actually hoping to talk to you because crime at the minute is low at the minute, thankfully, around East Clare.
Yes,
but I was hoping to talk to you about fraud. I'll tell you why. I got a few text messages myself over the last few days from purporting to be from Bank of Ireland and that, and they weren't.
On post parcels and everything, I know. They never give up, do they?
Absolutely not. So everyone seems to be getting them still, you know. So I was hoping maybe I could have a few words about that.
Yes.
If that's okay with you.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I'll tell you. So basically, it's a very advanced fraud, what's happening. Like, I am a customer of Bank of Ireland, and I have legitimate texts from Bank of Ireland.
Yeah.
And then these fake texts are coming in on the same thread, the same text.
Yes.
So it looks like
the real thing.
Proper text message from Bank of Ireland, and they're not. But they're looking for details.
Yes.
So basically, like, Bank of Ireland and that are never ever going to look for your full password or your full PIN number for your keep that in mind. They'll never ever ever ask you for that. So if people are texting you or ringing you asking for full details like that, just hang up. Don't engage with them. Okay, that's the only bit of advice I'd have. Like, cause it's a big problem at the minute. A lot of people are getting these phone calls. All I say is don't engage.
Is it phone calls or text? Are they getting phone calls as well?
Some people are getting phone calls as well.
Mostly
text. It is mostly text. No, I haven't gotten a phone call personally, but there are some phone calls going around pretending to be from the bank saying there's an issue with your bank account or looking for you to download software onto your computer or something like that to transfer money. Yeah. But the bank will never, ever, ever ask you to download anything or to give you any, or look for your full password or your full PIN numbers. Just keep that in mind.
And
if
just
ask too many questions, just hang up.
Yeah. As by the way, I got one of those scam texts a few weeks ago, in Irish. Would you believe?
Oh,
Oscuelga. Now, mind you, when I scrutinise my Guelga, isn't that perfect? But I knew that this wasn't written by an Irish person, you know. They would chance anything, isn't that the bottom line? You know.
Absolutely. Because they could send out 1,000 messages, and one person could get caught out, you know, and they'll make their money, you know.
To get lucky once, and that's all they have to do. Yeah.
Exactly. Just get lucky once. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
No, I just said I'd bring it up because it's still going around, you know, and people are still getting caught out, unfortunately.
By
the time they realise it, the money's long gone.
Yes.
You know, if it's caught early, there might be some bit of a chance of getting it back.
So you've had a crime-free week then, have you, in East Clare?
It's been quiet now in East Clare. It has been quiet, thankfully.
And I'm sure you like it that way, do you?
Well, we'll keep it that way now.
Yeah, when things are calm, Of course, next weekend then you'll have the bank holiday weekend and Patrick's Day and all that, and that'll bring its own, excitement or its own...
You know what happens? Yeah, of course, sir. You know yourself, it might be a bit of public order and that, but nothing... I'll be honest, like, the last few St. Patrick's Days haven't been too hectic, you know.
Yeah.
It's It's so we'll hopefully it'll go off without any hitches, you know.
I think that green beer madness might be have nearly passed us by now. It hasn't really resurfaced, I think, since COVID, has it? You
know? No, yeah, absolutely.
So we're looking forward to our parade here in Scariff on Patrick's Day, I think, at 3 o'clock or half three. And, you know, this is the 35th year of it, you know, which is quite a tradition, you know, and it's a great spectacle. And hopefully the weather will behave itself, you know, that the old saying, I suppose, March can bring many weathers, you know.
All seasons in one day.
Yes, indeed. So any other bit of advice you want to give us?
No, that's it really in relation to that, okay? Just be extra cautious when dealing with any kind of text messages or phone calls from the bank.
Yes.
If you, like, just hang up on them. Like, there's, even if it is a legitimate thing, the bank won't mind. They'll totally understand.
Yeah, and you know, any of us can get caught on the hop, and that's what they're defending. Just
anyone
catch you on the hop.
Anyone can get caught on the hop. And don't be ashamed if you do get caught out from straight into the garage.
It's nearly reached the stage. Nearly reached the stage now where you're going into the bank physically to do your business because you can't really rely on. You know, the systems are great, but there's always that little bit of anxiety about the security of them, you know.
I can totally understand that. Yeah.
Dave, what I find now, this is even at work now, the general public are getting more reluctant to answer a phone if they see a number coming up that they don't know, you know, they don't recognise or haven't saved in their list, you know. So there's a higher degree of awareness about it, these, you know, in case you're being scammed or something like that.
There absolutely is. This kind of seemed to come around at the start of COVID, during COVID, during the lockdowns, it became massive. And a lot of people were getting caught out, but I think a lot of people are coming much more aware of it.
Yeah.
But like, there's still some people that might get caught out. And look, they're so sophisticated that it can be very easily caught out. Yeah.
There's as much brains going into those scams as what there is into preventing them, I suppose, or getting around them, if not more.
Absolutely.
Indeed, you know. So, Dave, look. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us here on Scariff Bay Community Radio. We always love having you and your colleagues on here and listen to your advice. And just to thank you on behalf of the community here for the work that you do. You know, sometimes we'll be giving out about the guys, but we really do need you and really do appreciate your presence, you know, around the place.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
Dave. Yeah. So we hope you have a quiet weekend anyway. And thanks again and regards to all your colleagues.
And have a good St. Patrick's Day, Dave.
You too, guys. Take care.
Okay. Yeah, thanks indeed. Yeah.